Turn, if you will, this morning in your Bibles to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Starting with verse 25, the Bible talks about a woman with an issue of blood for 12 years. And she suffered with that physical a disease for many, many years there. She went to many physicians, and she spent everything that she had trying to overcome. But the Bible says, rather than getting better, she grew worse. And then she heard about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ makes all the difference in our life. She heard about the crowds that followed him, and she thought, well, if I can just get to Christ, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, that's all I need. That's faith, folks. If only, she said, I can touch his clothes, I shall be made well. And when she touched his garment, the Bible says in verse 29, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And immediately when she did that, Jesus Christ, knowing that his power had gone out of him, turned around to the crowd and said, "Who touched me?" See, Jesus knows when someone touches him. And his disciples said, you see the multitudes here, Lord? They're all around you. And you want to know who touched you? And he looked at her who had done this thing. Knowing, the Bible says, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, she came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today that as we come here, Lord, we all come this morning. Each one of us have our problems in our life. Each one of us have troubles in our life. And some of us this morning may have a problem like this woman. We know that Jesus can heal us if only we can touch Jesus. And Lord, we ask this morning that you touch our lives through the power of the Holy Spirit this morning as you come here, as you touch the ears of those who are listening, as we open up our hearts. And God, if there's someone here this morning who by faith will reach out and touch you, Lord, we pray this morning that will be done. And God, we give you the praise, for it's in your precious name that we ask these things. Amen. For 12 long years, think about that, 12 years. It seems such a long time, and yet it's not really all that long, but 12 years this woman had this problem in her life with the blood. It was a miserable kind of thing in her life. It left her very weak in her life. Twice in the scripture, it's called a affliction, which is a word for plague. She had this, and it was bothering her, and she lost her strength. And this disease not only zapped the strength from her body, she was an outcast kind of, because she couldn't go to the temple and worship. She wasn't allowed in that with an issue of blood. Socially, people looked down upon her like this. It deprived her of her motherhood. You know, we have an issue in our lives today, each one of us. We have a disease, and it's called sin. And sin battles, we battle sin every single day that we live. Not just for 12 years, but for the time of our life, we battle sin. Oh, as Christians, we can overcome through Jesus Christ. And if you have sin in your life this morning, I pray that you will just reach out and touch Jesus Christ. If you're saved, well, praise God. But I know even being saved, we battle with the temptations of life, and sins are out there that try to afflict us in our life, destroy our testimony, destroy our lives in one way or the other. You see, we need to realize what sin does in our life. The Bible presents sin as a terrible disease. It takes away our strength. It drains our very life from us. I remember David saying when he sinned, his bones waxed old. He felt miserable in his life. That's the way sin does us, folks. It makes us, takes us away from God, and it makes us miserable. It always takes and takes and takes and takes. It never gives us anything. It just takes our very life away. It ruins our lives. Over and over and over, you find people living in sin that it has led them to a dead-end road. The Bible says the wages of that sin is death. It destroys our lives. It destroys our families. It destroys everyone around us. So this disease took from this woman. And it took from this woman. And it took from this woman. And the Bible says she was desperate in verse 26. She had suffered many things. I'm sure she had tried everything in the world. This woman probably went to every doctor she could find. And you know, when we have a sickness like this, we usually run from one doctor to the other, hoping that we could find a cure from it. If she's like most of us, she probably had medication in her medicine cabinet, full of remedies that we tried, medicine that we tried, but none of these things worked in her life. As a matter of fact, the Bible says she only grew worse. Not only the inside, but on the outside. You see, we try everything we can to get cured. You know, I was raised, and I guess I was just born with these migraine headaches, and that's just part of life. But you know, when I had these things, I remember just as a youngster going to doctor after doctor. Mother would take me to doctor after doctor, trying to find the right medication that might end these headaches. And you know, I could tell you something that's very funny, but it would take too long. I went and tried acupuncture. Now let me tell you something, that is torture. That is nothing but torture, especially when they hook you up to these little electronic things and turn on the juice. Shock treatments do not work. You know, I look like a catfish hooked up to a battery. And boy, let me tell you something, when I got through with that, that was the worst time of my life. I believe I said, I'll never go back to that doctor again. I thought he quacked a whole lot when I got through with him. But man, we suffer many things, don't we? And we try everything in the book to get rid of a problem. And then, you know, this woman had tried all, nothing worked in her life. And then she heard about Jesus Christ. You know what? Jesus Christ always works in our life, don't he? No one could help her, but there was a person that she heard that could. I wonder, so many times, are you like so many in the world? We try all the remedies in life to fix our lives. Someone tells us, oh, well, if you'll just do this, you can do that, you'll be all right. I wonder how many times we've changed churches or run to churches or run to the people to try to make our lives better. Try to get rid of that thing called sin. How many times we've gone and confessed sin and confessed this and confessed that. Nothing seemed to work. But let me tell you something. This woman had a desire in her life to be cured. And she said, if only I can touch the hem of his garment. That's faith. She had heard about Jesus Christ, and she had tried everything in the book. She'd come to the end of a rope, and she said, you know, I'm going to reach out to Jesus Christ. I hear he's coming by. I know she probably thought for a minute there, I can never get to him. I'm just a woman. I can't fight that crowd. But she struggled and she tried with everything she could. She reached out to touch his garment. You know, I think of people who have spent all they can and all they have to help them in life, but nothing seems to work with their sin problem. I know there's problems with drugs, and I know people have problems with alcohol. Now, I know about alcohol because I had an uncle that was an alcoholic, and he just seemed to never be able to overcome that problem of drinking. And, you know, we put him in, my grandmother put him in, it was her brother, and she put him in Alcohol Anonymous or all of them things, and she did everything she possibly could to get him off of that stuff. Nothing worked. He would always go back to the bottle. The old temptation of the devil was always putting it out there. And he lost his family. He lost his friends. The ones who cared about him, he made miserable. But you know, just like this woman, one day he was sitting there listening to a preacher. And this preacher was talking about Jesus Christ and how Jesus can change your life. And he told his sister, my grandmother, said, Janie, I reached out and I put my hand on that television, and I touched that preacher, and I said, Lord, I want you to come into my life. And let me tell you something. I don't believe in a lot of these television evangelists, but I do believe in the Word. And the Word of God has power. And the power of God said, if you will cry out to me, if you'll call upon me, and with all your heart, you shall be saved. And you know what he asked God to take that away from him? And he never drank a drink again. Now that's a true story. That was my uncle. He changed his life. But it wasn't nothing but God in his life. You see, that's how God does it. If we want to change our life, we have to turn to God. We have to give our life to Jesus. And in her destitution here, she spent all that she had trying to get to Jesus Christ. And folks, she got to Jesus Christ, just the hem of his garment, and the Bible says she was made whole. She had a longing for Jesus. Now, once you trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want to say you're not perfect from that point on. Uncle Raymond wasn't perfect from that point on. Let me tell you, he was cured from alcohol. He didn't drink anymore. But I know there's always that temptation there. You have to start growing in the Word of God. You have to listen to the Word of God. The Bible says she trusted Jesus and she touched Jesus Christ. And he felt the power of God. And he said, "Who touched me?" And his disciples looked around and said, "Well, Lord, you know, there's a lot of people around here touching you. What do you mean?" And he said, "I felt the power of God moving my life." Oh, let me tell you something. You want the power of God in your life this morning? If you're here and you've got sin in your life, you need to get rid of it. And only God's power can do that. Only trusting Jesus Christ can make you whole in your life, folks. I know personally that when you trust Jesus Christ, he will do what he says he will do. Now, some of you have never trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior. You've got a problem in your life. If you died right now, you would spend an eternity lost without Christ. Never enjoying the blessings that he wants to bless you with. Never spending eternity in the place that he's prepared for you. Someone and I was talking the other day about dying, and I said, "Well, you know, I don't really fear death anymore because I know that if I die, I've got a home prepared for me in heaven." And he said, "How do you know that?" I said, "Because the Bible tells me." And he said, "You believe the Bible?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And he says, "How do you know it's true?" I said, "He's changed my life. You know, that's the proof that I have. He has changed my life." I was telling a guy the other day about something that happened in my life. And I was just telling him the story. And when I finished, he looked at me and says, "You must be a Christian." And I said, "Yes, I am." I said, "Not only am I a Christian, I am a Baptist preacher." And I there's got to be a difference in our life. And God changed my life. I know what the Bible says is real. And oh, I wish you would trust Christ if you've never trusted him. He will change your life. He gave me a new direction in life, just like this woman. Changed her life. The Bible says the fountain of blood dried up in her body just like that. There was a change in her life. Folks, some people say, "Well, I've trusted Christ, and you know, but I don't feel like I've changed." Well, something's wrong. Maybe you didn't trust him. You just thought you did. You didn't give your life totally to him. You see, a lot of people make a decision because mama wanted us to, or daddy wanted us to, or a friend wanted us to. But no, it's got to be you wanting to. Friends couldn't get this woman to Christ. You see, she came herself and touched Jesus. She put her faith in just that touch, Jesus. You know, there's an old song we sang one just a while ago as well. That just thrilled my heart listening to that. And then the ladies, I believe that was he, wasn't it? "He Can Turn the Tide." Okay. I think of one, "It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he welcomes you. It's no secret what God can do." You're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ. Why don't you come to him? Simply come to him and say, "Lord, I've never given my life to you. I want to reach out to you this morning. Simply by faith. You know, faith, simply trusting Christ. Nothing more. That's all you have to do. He doesn't say, clean your life up, do this and do that, and then come trust me. No, he says, you trust me, and I will change your life. It's that simple, folks. If you want to be saved, you can. He said, whosoever will may come this morning. It doesn't matter who you are, how much money you got. You know, we all have a sin problem. And that sin is leading us to death. I know in my heart you don't want to die and go to hell, do you? Nobody does that. Nobody really wants to die and go to hell. I heard someone say the other day, well, if you die and go to hell, it'll be over in a moment. You're going to be burned up. And I said, no. I don't know where you get your doctrine from, but you're not reading the Bibles. I said, that's for all eternity. You're going to burn and scream. And you know, I got a feeling it's going to be in darkness. All by yourself, you'll be screaming, and no one will hear. Isn't it sad for someone to be lost for an eternity like that? But you don't have to go there. That's the good news of the gospel. Faith reaches out. Faith reaches out to an object, and the object is Jesus Christ. And if you'll trust him for what? For trust him for dying for your sins. That's the reason he went to the cross. We're going to celebrate the cross and the resurrection in a few, well, it's almost a month now. We'll celebrate his resurrection and going to the cross. He went that you and I might have life and that we might have it over abundantly. I can just see this little lady as she was fighting that crowd, pushing all she had to get to Jesus. You don't have to fight a crowd today, but you do have to fight the old devil. He's going to be telling you, don't come, don't come, don't come. But all you have to do is come. You know, I talking about a crowd, I was watching the Super Bowl after New England won, and everybody was watching for Tom Brady. He was one, I guess, the greatest quarterback now there probably is. But one little lady was trying to get to her with her microphone so she could interview him, and that crowd just kept pushing. It reminded me of this little lady. That crowd just kept pushing her, and she didn't have enough strength to get over to him with that microphone because everybody, and, you know, the more she tried, the more she got pushed back. But finally, I guess they know who they're supposed to interview. He came to her and she got the interview. And I thought about that when I thought about this story. Jesus came to her town. He came that she might just touch his garment. You know, I'm wondering, in all the services that we have and all the singing that we have, in all the preaching that we have, does anyone reach out and touch Jesus Christ? Does anyone? You see, you don't get to heaven in the masses. You don't get to heaven by just being in a crowd. You don't get to heaven by just going to a church. You don't get to heaven by just being good. You don't get to heaven by heritage. You get to heaven reaching out to Jesus Christ one by one by one. Each one of us have our experience with Christ. If I went around this auditorium and ask people that were saved how they got to Jesus Christ, they would probably say, well, I did this, I did that. But when it comes down to the very saving, they reached out to touch Jesus Christ through faith. Through faith. And that's what you must do this morning if you want to go to heaven. If you want to inherit the greatest gift, you've got to realize that you're lost without Christ. You've got to ask Him to save you, and He will. He will save you. The fountain of her blood dried up. When Jesus deals with a person, He gets down to the root of the problem, doesn't He? He healed her. Here's her confession. Who has touched my clothes? Jesus knew what had happened in her life, and He called her faith to confession. Confession. She was honest, she said. The Bible says she told Him everything, or the whole truth, in verse 33. And He said to her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Why does Jesus call for her confession? He calls to us to make a confession of Jesus Christ for our benefit, folks. What we do is not hidden. You see, Jesus would not allow her to just be unnoticed and what He had done in her life. The Bible says she told Him all the truth. Why did she tell Him the truth like that? For the benefit of all those others that were around. Friends, when others see what Jesus Christ does in your life, it generates a hope in their life. The Bible says they overcame the world by the blood and the testimony. Our testimony of what Jesus Christ does in our life is important. Sunday nights, a lot of times, we'll give little testimonies here in our church. And it's always interesting to hear what God is doing in people's lives. When she touched Jesus Christ, she had a new life. She had a new family. Jesus wanted her to know it was her faith that had made her whole. And folks, this morning, if you're here and you don't know Jesus, all you have to do is by faith come to Him and trust Him as your Lord and Savior. Just give your life to Christ. If you're here this morning and maybe you've got sin in your life that you need to confess. You've done something that's displeasing to God. I don't know what it might be. But you know, it's broken that fellowship. You can't lose your salvation, but you can lose that fellowship. And that fellowship is broken and you know it. You might just need to come to the altar and kneel and say, Lord, I've done this, and you know it, and I want to get it right this morning, and I want to confess it this morning. You know why you need to confess it? Because it stops up the flow of fellowship in your life with Christ. And if you want to have revival, you have to be a clean vessel. So it's important to come to the front. Someone said, well, if I come to the front, everybody will know that I've done something wrong. Who cares? Who cares? I'd rather have my life knowing I'm right with God than worry about it. Anybody out here in this audience. And you know, they're not going to think that. I don't think that. When I see someone praying, I say, man, there's a person that's praying to God, getting their life right, that they can go out of here in power and strength there's a person that wants to draw near to God. You see, I think every one of us ought to just get right with God every Sunday. Whether you come down here or not, you ought to be standing right there where you are saying, Lord, show me where I've messed up. If you don't know. And if you know, you'll say, Lord, forgive me. I claim the blood of Jesus Christ over my life. Some of you are looking for a church home. God's led you here. Let me tell you, you won't find a better church this side of Gun Barrel City. Would you come? Would you come? Mainly, don't go out of here lost. Don't go out of here lost. If you don't know Jesus Christ, come to me. I'll be glad to tell you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for this little lady that had this issue of blood that came to you just to touch the hem of your garment. And God, there's someone here today that old disease of sin is in their life. And they need the cure, and you are the cure. And Lord, I pray that they might come this morning. There's somebody here that needs to make a decision to get their life right with you. Lord, may they make that decision. And we'll give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.